It's story time with Elle Marie.
Hi guys, it's story time with Elle Marie and Little Clever Bee.
Join us as we inspire the imagination, travel through pages, and make our way through an exciting unknown adventure.
Hi guys, I'm Elle Marie. Guess what time it is? It's story time. Get comfortable as we listen to this week's story. Let's get started.
Visiting Abuelita by Elle Marie. It's the middle of spring and all the flowers are in bloom. The trees are covered in blossoms and the fruit is emerging from the vines. It's like any other day. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and it was a good day to have a good day. Today was a long-awaited day for Maya and Mateo. Their bags were packed, the car was loaded, and they were on their way to visit Abuelita. Abuelita lived kind of far, but not too far. Once a month, Maya and Mateo visited Abuelita. They would spend the night, cook together, and even work in her garden. It was different visiting Abuelita, but they loved it. The car ride seemed longer than usual for Maya and Mateo. That was only because they had woken up early just to make sure they were ready to leave. They packed everything they could think of. Toys, bug catchers, books, and even little aprons. Sometimes cooking with Abuelita got messy, but the food was always yummy. Maya and Mateo were dozing off on the ride to Abuelita's house when all of a sudden they hit a bump in the road. The bump caused the children to awaken. They knew exactly what that bump meant. That bump was an indication that they were driving in Abuelita's long driveway. Sure enough, as Mateo peeked out of the window, he saw Abuelita's garden and her cute little cottage. Maya was grinning from ear to ear. She loved spending weekends with Abuelita. Finally, the car stopped and it was time to get out. Before their parents could say anything, Maya and Mateo were on their way to Abuelita's front door. They left their bags in the car. They couldn't wait. They had to see her. Before Maya and Mateo could even knock, the door flung open and outstretched arms scooped up Maya and Mateo. Abuelita then said, "How are my grandbabies?" They all kissed and hugged for a few minutes. Then Mom and Dad got a few hugs and kisses in too. Abuelita placed blackberry lemonade on the table with a batch of warm lemon scones. Her whole house was filled with the smell of lemons. Maya and Mateo's parents asked Abuelita what was in store for the weekend. Abuelita just gave us a smile and a wink and said, "It's a surprise." A surprise, Maya and Mateo thought. Usually Maya and Mateo just hang around the house with Abuelita. Seems like this weekend, Abuelita had other plans. Their parents gave them kisses and off they went. They waved goodbye to their parents from the cottage window. As soon as their parents were no longer able to be seen, immediately Maya and Mateo turned to Abuelita to ask her about the surprise. "You'll see," Abuelita replied. "Get your hats," Abuelita stated, and then she slathered the children with sunscreen. "Abuelita kept hats for us because we were always in the garden. Maybe she's going to show us something growing in the garden," Maya wondered. Abuelita told the children it was time to go. Go where? The children thought. They hopped up in Abuelita's old truck, buckled in, and headed down the road. They didn't make it very far when they arrived at a large field. The field was full of rows and more rows of what seemed to be red flowers from a distance. As Maya and Mateo got closer to the field, they realized those weren't flowers. They're strawberries. Rows and rows of strawberries. Strawberries were Maya and Mateo's favorite. We walked to the stand and the farmers gave us instructions on how to pick the berries and how to be gentle. We each had our baskets and one by one we picked strawberries. We picked so many strawberries out, our baskets were overflowing. Abuelita said, "I think we have enough strawberries for our jams, cakes, and pies." Maya and Mateo's eyes stretched. That's a lot of desserts, they thought. They thanked the farmers and hopped in the truck and headed back to Abuelita's house. Abuelita made them clean up and bathe. As Maya and Mateo left their rooms, the smell of their favorite dishes hit their nose. Abuelita made savory pasteles, a dish her mother made for her when she lived in Nicaragua. It was one of our family favorites, and no one could make them quite like Abuelita.
Abuelita fixed our plates with pasteles and vegetables. Maya and Mateo ate the vegetables first so they could enjoy every bite of the pasteles. Abuelita told Maya and Mateo to leave room for dessert. Maya and Mateo looked at each other. They rarely got dessert, but when they did, it was usually at Abuelita's house. Abuelita made them mini strawberry shortcakes for dessert. It was so good. The best part of the night was that there was still more to do. Maya and Mateo helped Abuelita make strawberry jam, strawberry butter, and strawberry syrup. By the end of the night, Abuelita was tired, and so were the children. All together, they climbed on the couch and read stories and sang songs until it was time for bed. Abuelita tucked them into bed, and off she went to bed herself. When Maya and Mateo woke up, strawberry pancakes were waiting for them, and it was drizzled with strawberry syrup. Abuelita, Maya, and Mateo ventured out into the garden. As they were in the garden, their parents returned. "Is it time to go already?" Mateo asked. "Yes, dear, it's time to go." Maya sighed and gave Abuelita the longest hug. Then Mateo gave her a hug and a kiss. Maya and Mateo gathered their bags and put them in the car with sad faces. Their parents got in the car and they were about to drive off when Abuelita stopped them. "I made a basket for you to enjoy until you come back next time." The basket was full of fresh strawberries, strawberry jam, strawberry syrup, and strawberry butter. Abuelita even tucked a few pasteles in the basket for the road. Immediately, smiles were on the children's faces, and they begged to give Abuelita just one more hug. "Just one more," their parents said. Maya and Mateo hopped out of the car and gave Abuelita the longest hug and said they loved her. Abuelita said, "Until next time, my loves," and off they drove.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on elmarie.co and follow us on Instagram at littlecleverbee. Stop by and share your stories with us. Until next week, may your imagination pave your way.
It's time for After the Story. Thanks for listening to the story with us today. Here's a few questions to add to the listening experience. What was your favorite part of the story? What do you think the word abuelita means? Do you have a favorite meal that your family cooks? Have you ever been strawberry picking? What's your favorite food with strawberries? Could you draw a picture of what you do when you visit your family? Thanks for joining us for After the Story. Follow us on Instagram at littlecleverbee. Until next time, let your imagination pave your way.